person I didn't talk to.
So a mentor throwed off. I've always felt he was freaky.
Yeah, it's a different thing for enough. I would just say he's a nasty man. He's nasty in and out of that situation. He's a nasty
man. I got a question for you, Faye. Mm-hmm. Is motherfucker one word or two?
It's one word.
Motherfucker is one word. Is there ever a use for motherfucker as two words?
No. You have to understand the etymology of motherfucker.
You know, I don't know the etymology of motherfucker.
In my mind, I've created one. It's, you know, it's pre-biblical.
Pre-biblical?
With the original motherfucker. The one who got married as. As time evolved, you know what I'm saying, words and meanings evolved, you know, maybe it became the idea of a man who took advantage of a single mother, you know.
Yeah.
You know, fuck some pampers, but at the end of the day, it's, to me, it's one word, and it's about, it's a negative connotation with the idea that you're taking away, you know what I'm saying, something from a child. Because you're not saying woman fucker, girl fucker, teenage fucker.
Yeah.
You're saying motherfucker. So that should be like the worst thing you can call a man. That bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I heard from, I can't remember who the fuck told me this, but they said that it had roots in slave time, where the buck slave would have sex with everybody on the farm, even his mama.
I mean, it can happen. It can happen on purpose because you had super, unscrupulous, slave owners. But it also happened by accident if you was bad with your paperwork. You sell somebody over here. You don't know that you ran into your son or your daughter 20 years later.
Yeah.
They were sold at, 6 or 8. So, people tend to change names and all that stuff. You have to, white people have always been on that shit. That's how you get specialized cat and dog breeds, So they know, and when they don't know, it's because they don't care. And the bottom goddamn line is every, blacks in America as a whole, with very few exceptions to the rule, are trying to catch up spiritually, historically,
You had said something earlier about civilizing their god or something, they have a different god out there in the wilderness where you ain't worried about getting there once a week at no service.
Because you're having to deal with God 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, in the city and in societies, you start, as they develop, you start to get a huge number of the population that suffers from depression to the point to where entire organizations or institutions have to come into effect in order to try to, bullshit and, deal with them. Well, because it's not real, what I'm saying?
What is it, the opiate of the masses?
I mean, don't you think it's the reason Christmas probably is celebrated, in the winter time, because motherfucker wasn't doing nothing anyway. Crops weren't growing. You either did your work or you didn't. So you might as well come up with a winter celebration, type of thing, the entertainment. This is the way things develop.
So you got all these motherfuckers out here trying to celebrate Christmas, ain't put in no work.
I don't know what Christmas is. I'm just talking about a winter celebration. And through time and evolution, people can customize, you know, their holiday.
Now they got Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but
Thanksgiving's coming up. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. You know, I don't know. The part of me that, you know, has a little bit of indigenous shit going on. You know, and in my mind, like, you know, Thanksgiving is whack to me.
It's just eating.
I mean, it's not whack. No, it's not whack for white people. But I mean, my God, what you did. You know, you came over here, you conquered and destroyed. And, yeah, you got damn right, you're supposed to throw a feast. But everybody else, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, since the master gave us a day off, I guess, you know what I'm saying, we'll feast too. Off of, you know, whatever they done gave us. So, you know, like, you know, there's no doubt a time for, you know, celebrating, you know. However, you know, I think black people and Hispanics are doing themselves, you know, a disservice by, you know, making too much of Thanksgiving the day after. Like, it's cool if you can have the day off behind fucking with white folks, but when you think about what you're celebrating, you're not celebrating your own victories. It's gotta be something whack about that.
There's gotta be something whack about that. I agree. But, you know, most people don't look at shit on a level like that. And that's because, you know, they gave us these numbers, chart our progress, manage our progressions.
They gave you your hopes and dreams. They gave you your sex partners. That's how you end up with the incestuous shit you was talking about. Whether it was, you know, by design, hook or crook, whatever.
They got you chasing money. And a lot of people are so stressed out behind that, like you said, so it's mass depression.
Mm-hmm. But it's not even just the money. It's just the mass depression because you don't know how to deal with tragedy. You know, that's why I'm talking about the people off in the wilderness. Motherfucker get ate by a bear or a wolf. Or, you know, you bleed out while you fucking ain't giving birth. Ain't no hospitals around. Yeah, you know, those people, they handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They handle it in a way different way than, you know, modern societies or those maybe areas that aren't as modern, but they're being gangstered and leaned upon by a commercial industry. You know, so, you know, that's probably why the Catholic Church can be so good in Latin, you know, in South America.
Oh. Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of all inventions. You know, that's one thing, you know what I'm saying? Old boy said halfway right.
Old boy said something halfway right the other day. And he just ran with it.
You know, he was talking about, you know, how people invent shit because it was necessity. You know. But then you ask somebody, well, how did they invent buck breaking? A bunch of fucking white dudes black dudes during slavery time just keep them demoralized and shit and for entertainment. So, since I don't have no fucking history in Africa to be memorized and knowing, because I don't even know what the fuck about in Africa I came from and fuck ancestry.com and all that type of shit. I have to go with my history, you know, as an American citizen. And I'm gonna be worshiping the Jewish people on some never again, never forget. So, you know.
Auschwitz, the numbers.
I actually been there. I've been there. What's the other one?
Did you feel anything there? Like, I mean, certain areas are imbued with a definite presence.
I didn't feel a presence. I'm not one of those people that are like, oh, there's something in the place. But I'm going to tell you what I did feel when I was about 6, 7 years old when I went there. I felt the importance of what had happened at that place. Like, you know, I have been to, you know, to the zoo. I have been to a museum before.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? And I was, you know, as I was in awe as a child, you know what I'm saying, was. But I always thought of that as, you know, fun and a privilege. And, but for some reason, when I went to those camps, like, I knew I was somewhere where it really happened, you know? Like, it, I mean, you know, just, you know, like, she, you know, shit is real. Now, mind you, I, you know, I was raised in a household where a lot of people would call racist, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, grandparents, great, you know, grandparents, whatever. But my great-grandmother was Indian, so can she really be racist? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? My grandparents are, you know, from the deep south, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that I had heard about the evils of white folks my whole life, just in the house. So obviously, I'm talking about being a first grader. I remember all this stuff very clear. So I didn't have that much historical history in my background, but I had my family's history and how they felt about white folks. And I knew this place that I was in was for real and for true. And, you know, I had heard of, you know, and so it was a certain sense of, you know, I felt like I was somewhere important.
It evoked onus upon you.
To where, like, it was, I felt like it was some shit like, you know, this could happen again. I don't know why I felt like that. But, and I didn't, you know, necessarily mean, oh, this can happen again to the Germans or this.
I mean, it's still happening right now.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't saying this could happen to them again.
Yeah.
I was just, at this age, I knew that this could happen again if, you know what I'm saying, you didn't, something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt, you know what I'm saying? That's what I felt. Not, you know, you know what I'm saying, undead spirits and all this that, and the other. You know, I felt the disappointment of adults, I guess. That's what I felt.
The disappointment of adults.
Well, because I knew from what I was feeling and where I was at and what I'm seeing the pictures of, you know, sticking my head in the ovens and shit. I'm saying that I knew there wasn't no kids involved, you know what I'm saying, in charge of making all of this misery and, you know, fucked up in this. So, you know, as a child, I was going through it my damn self.
Are you, you know, sometimes I think that adults that have no kids are like the worst adults. Or the adults that hate kids, you know what I'm saying? Those are the worst adults, always.
The movie we just finished watching, what he said, without the children, there's no future. So you guys don't have kids, or don't, you know, hate them like you say. And the whole future for them is what they can make happen right now. You know, like those are people that, if the sun don't set, you know, rise and set on them, they can't feel it.
Now, I'm not saying that all adults that don't have kids are bad people.
No.
I'm just saying that those are the ones that end up being the worst.
Well, because you have kids doesn't mean that you become a nurturer or a, you know, a parent or a caring individual. However, the capacity, I think, by God's design, increases greatly that you could be that type of individual after having a child. Now, obviously, there are exceptions in the rule to everything. You know, there are some raggedy bitches that have had 2, 3, 4, 15 kids. You know.
Now, there are the adults that have no kids but understand a need of for community. Always some of the bestest of people. Because I got a whole...
They're going to have kids. They're just adults, and their time hasn't happened.
I got some friends that ain't gonna have kids, like, period.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that.
But they really cool people. Back in the day,
if a man was looking to get married or had kids before 35, you know what I'm saying? That was, like, you know, it was not considered a recipe for success. But to get even more, you know what I'm saying, specific, these standards weren't set by the studies of black men. These are white men studies, you know what I'm saying? Get your fucking 16-year-old bride when you fucking 35, 42, after you've amassed or what, you know, like, where are these ideas coming from? So when you, like I said, want to celebrate Thanksgiving, you want to celebrate Christmas, you know.
You want to get your chocolate sticks at Easter.
Get divorced 3, 4, 15 times and then tell me anything about my slutty ways. You know what I'm saying? You really, for real, think about some shit. Not just speak about some shit. Cause I'm that bitch. I'll tell you that your big mama's a dumbass.
I'll tell you that your big mama's the dumbass. Make a rough ass.
Them used to be fighting words, stuff like, your mama's this, your mama that. But nobody ever said nothing about big mama. No, so you find somebody that's in our age group, you know, they might have a for real, you know, like, big mama, you know what I'm saying, a certain age, you know, might have had her, you know what I'm saying, up until, you know, a few years ago. Did somebody tell you that your great-grandmama was a dumbass? You can't really get mad about that. If you really think about what your great-grandmother was born into, what she was bred to do, that's usually what Jimmy the Greek referenced. Said we were bred differently. You remember that? When he said that shit on national TV? Talking about black athletes or better athletes. Because they were bred better. Anyway.
No.
Yeah.
when was this? Who the fuck is Jimmy the Greek?
Yeah, I looked that up. He's a somebody that spoke on black athletes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's famous for that statement. Like Monica Lewinsky is famous for sucking dick.
Oh man, she dropped that tell all.
Not
man,
really.
That was almost, that was better than 50 Shades of Black, I tell you that.
I haven't seen that, the gray, or any of it, you know.
Oh.
Can you really explore, you know, BDSM in a mainstream theater? I think not.
What setting do you need that for? What setting is that?
First of all, you need an adult, private setting. That, you know what I'm saying, prying eyes, you know what I'm saying, you know, can't report on.
I mean, how the fuck do you even promote something like that? You can't put that shit on Facebook.
You don't have to. You talking about 50 Shades?
Right? Yeah.
It's easy because it's watered down. You got so many unhappy women, you know what I'm saying, out here, and they wanna find out something magical when really no knows. You need to get a personality, bitch. But they think it's something magical, some type of fucking blindfold and fuzzy handcuffs. That'll fix the fact that you whack. You just fucking whack. That's all. Okay. You know, take all types. And it's just more whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for me, like I mean, these bitches got me shine. Where they fucking just no personality. You know, I hear doing all kind of, you know, pornography things and shit. I love them ever since. My son, he didn't know how to say pornographic. He was saying pornograph. You know, he was trying to use it in the adjective, but he said pornography. Yeah. Not just like with Cardi B, and there's so many footages. For me now, it's just everything is, you know, pornography. You know what I'm saying? It's just the pornography of it all. Anyway, yeah.
Too many pornographies out there.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Everybody,
it's a surplus of pornographies.
Thinking it, you know, taking a Louisville slugger, you know, up the ass, or, you know, dicks at one time, you know, makes them, these dudes don't even realize, like, y'all are tools, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a new book breaking. So, yeah, all this goddamn ass to mouth shit going on. We got the game fucked up. Just learn how to talk. Yeah, that's why they can't talk. They should be fucking letting me do shit like that. And I realized that, like, why not? They say the mouth is the dirtiest thing in the body. But you just, you ain't gotta just straight go for filthy.
Ooh.
Speaking of that, I was maybe thinking of this movie. I can't think of it.
You don't have to go. Wait a minute. I gotta process that. You don't have to go straight for filthy, right? What did she say?
You don't go straight for filthy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know, this, that, you know, that whole scatter mouth shit.
What the fuck is scatter mouth?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.